The most powerful man in the Roman world kept a private journal. He never intended anyone to read it. Marcus Aurelius, emperor of Rome, wrote 12 books of personal notes in Koine Greek, the language of philosophy, while commanding armies along the Danubian frontier between 170 and 180 AD. He titled it Ta Eis Hauton. That translates simply as to himself, not to posterity, not to students, to himself. That detail should stop you cold, Terence. A man who commanded legions and governed millions felt he needed a private survival guide just to get through the day. The question worth sitting with is, what was he surviving? Think of a general standing in a freezing military camp, his stomach cramping with chronic pain, barbarian forces pressing from the north, and plague tearing through his own troops. That was Marcus Aurelius's daily reality. He suffered from persistent stomach and chest ailments throughout his reign, and he used stoic mental exercises not as abstract philosophy, but as immediate pain management. Now, the 20th-century French philosopher Pierre Hadot gave a name to the psychological framework Aurelius was building in those journals. Hadot called it the inner citadel. The idea is precise. A citadel is a fortress inside a city, the last defensible position when the outer walls fall. Aurelius was constructing the mental equivalent. When everything external collapses, your inner citadel holds. That is not a metaphor for comfort. It is a strategy for survival. The architecture of that citadel rests on one foundational principle, the dichotomy of control. The key idea is this: some things are up to you, and some things are not. Your opinions, your intentions, your responses, those are yours. The weather, other people's behavior, the outcome of a battle, a scathing comment on social media, those are not. Marcus Aurelius was ruthless about this distinction. For example, suppose you send a carefully reasoned message and the other person misreads it entirely and attacks you for it. Their reaction is outside your citadel walls. Your response to that reaction is inside. That means the distress you feel is not caused by the event itself. It is caused by your judgment of the event. Aurelius wrote to himself, again and again, to remember this. He was not writing it because he had mastered it. He was writing it because he kept forgetting, just like the rest of us. This is where the philosophy gets genuinely radical, Terence. Aurelius argued that our judgments, not external events, are the true source of suffering. A technological failure at work is a neutral fact. Your story about what that failure means about you, your competence, your future, that story is the actual problem. The Stoics called this prosoche, or self-attention, the disciplined practice of watching your own mind generate its interpretations in real time. Marcus Aurelius used his journals as a laboratory for this practice. He would describe a frustrating situation, then methodically strip away his emotional overlay to find the bare fact underneath. The bare fact is almost always smaller and more manageable than the story built around it. Remember that the next time a delayed flight or a critical email sends your nervous system into full alarm, the alarm is internal. The citadel can hold. The takeaway from everything Aurelius wrote to himself is not complicated, but it is demanding. True peace is not found by controlling your circumstances. It is found by controlling the one thing that is genuinely yours, your own perception and response. That is the inner citadel. It does not require wealth, power, or perfect health. Aurelius had two of those three, and still needed daily reminders to stay grounded. What it requires is practice, consistent, unglamorous, private practice. The man who ran an empire wrote 12 books of notes to himself because he understood that governing the world meant nothing if he could not govern his own mind first. You do not need a military campaign to test this, Terence. Your next frustration will do just fine. The citadel is already there. The work is learning to retreat into it.